recording. Welcome to TIYA After Dark. It might sound strange that you're listening to an After Dark episode. Well, you may or may not hear birds chirping in the background, depending on how much post-production I do on this episode. My name's Dave Marr. You know that. You're on the Patreon. Thanks for being on the Patreon. You know, this is where I do bonus episodes that are unbound by the format of the main This Is Your Afterlife show. And this is a type of bonus episode I have not done before. I'm currently walking in the sunshine, despite it being an after dark episode. I'm sure the disconnect is not as much for you. I think it's more for me that I'm experiencing the disconnect. But I'm on my way to my local bookstore to buy a comics collection. I'm not sure which comics collection. I just know that it is going to be a collection of Harvey Pekar comics. Harvey Pekar was a comics writer, as in the writer of the stories and the words, not the drawer of the art. Maybe he did some art. I'm not so sure. But, yeah, and he's from where I live, which is Cleveland Heights, Ohio. Just east of Little Italy in Cleveland. Technically not part of Cleveland proper, which I am learning on my taxes this year. Ohio local taxes are not fun. But I specifically live in an area of Cleveland Heights called Coventry, because it's based around a couple of blocks of Coventry Street, and that is where the bookstore I'm going to is. Bookstore is called Max Bax, and Harvey Pekar hung out around here. I know people who knew his family. There are pictures of him up around the neighborhood, like, you know, city banner on a light pole style pictures that have comics of his. I know about Harvey because of the movie American Splendor, in which Harvey appears but is also played by Paul Giamatti, and I really like that movie. It's one of the movies that kind of gave me a bit of a mystique around Cleveland moving here, which, if you've listened to the show enough, you know, has definitely dissipated. Do not have that same mystique, although, you know, it's there in parts. And the other thing is, I live across from the cemetery where Harvey is buried. I've never been in this cemetery. It's like a famous cemetery. We'll see who some of the other folks we can find in there are, if we feel like it. But the main point today is to buy a Harvey Pekar book, bring it to the cemetery, find his grave, where apparently there's a bunch of, like, art supplies, like pens and pencils and paintbrushes, maybe paintbrushes, I don't know, that are stuck into the ground in front of his gravestone. So I am going to see what that's like, and then maybe read some of this comic there. You know, Harvey is a person whose work, you know, is like a pretty unsentimental guy, as far as I can tell. And at least from the movie, you know, he did a bunch of David Letterman appearances that are pretty legendary, which I haven't seen. I don't know. I'm investigating, you know, a thing that comes up on the show sometimes. I'm investigating the fact that this guy, the idea of this guy, has meant a lot to me. I'm not actually familiar with that much of his work. I'm more familiar with work about him than his own work, definitely. So today is going to be about, I guess, seeing what the reality is like compared to the idea, and seeing what this cemetery is about. Haven't been on a walk like this in a while. I think one thing we're going to track is does my blood sugar go low? So, yeah, that's the plan. I'm going to head into Max Bax right now.
See you later. Hey. Good to see you, Sarah.
I am wondering,
Yes. Can
you recommend to me any Harvey Pekar collection that has ideally like multiple artists in the same collection? But that's fine if not.
No, you're in the perfect place.
I figured, yeah.
Seriously, a Harvey Pekar that maybe has multiple authors.
Well, the one that, it's the American Splendor Anthology, which I think we have.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's what you're...
Yeah, there's... Unfortunately, that's not that much in print right now.
Sure.
But this is the one
that... Oh.
So this is... And this is... This also
has multiple...
graphic, yeah.
Because
he wrote all
that.
The stories, but then... And then this is another one.
Okay. What's the On the Fly one? Is it? Do you know
that
the difference?
That's just a recent, like, his, I think that was his most, one of his most recent collections before he died. But, I mean, if you're new to him, I would get this one. This is going to be a much bigger, broader example of his stuff.
Yeah. But you like them both?
Yeah, I mean, his stories are always good.
You like them all, yeah.
I do like them all. I do favor a little bit of his earlier work. I just think his earlier work was a little bit better than his later work, but it's all good.
So I didn't know that a lot of his work had multiple illustrators then, and even in American Splendor.
Because that's what American Splendor was. It was stories, and he'd have a different illustrator for all of them.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and then one of them was Robert Crumb was in the early days.
Right.
So there might be some Crumb in there.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think that'll be good.
Yeah, except for like some of the, like the one, The Quitter, which was his memoir, that was one illustrator. Can't wait for you to.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So these are all like different styles. So cool.
Okay.
I'm ashamed to say a lot of what I know is from the movie.
Same.
Yeah.
I realize I know more like about than of the work.
Yeah. Like guys, I have friends who are big R. Crumb fans. So like that's maybe also, I don't know. I'm like, I feel like now I kind of want to follow just the history to know.
But how would you know otherwise? Because really, I mean, since you've been an adult, all the stuff came out of print.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it seems like talk to anyone in the neighborhood is one way to know.
Yeah.
I know. Well, that's the thing. I'm like, I've been here for a year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
We've been talking about a lot of stuff. So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Have a good day.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you? Yeah, you're fine.
How's it?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Can I just get an oatmeal raisin cookie and a cold brew?
Sure. What size do you think?
Large.
Gotcha. And you're from Chicago. Right?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, awesome.
So I will present preface it all then, so I'll keep you up the cold.
Oh, well, yeah. Thanks so much, man.
Yeah. A little bit of a
yes. Yeah, a little friend of Bill discount. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah, we talked a while ago about it.
Okay. I'm Dave. What's your name? Yeah. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you. Are you a part of the country? Kind of noise theater. Did you work with...
Yeah.
Annoyance?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
With who? Who are you thinking of?
Neo Pizza.
Yeah. Them too. Yeah. Wait, so have you spent time in Chicago too?
Yeah, I lived there for about 20 years.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I moved back about 4 or 5, something like that.
Okay.
To partially get some more. So.
Yeah.
But I took Second City and I did something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Amazing, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, nice to like refresh the acquaintance.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'll see you over.
Yeah.
We'll continue.
For sure. Take care.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you just heard was me first in the bookstore, then in the coffee shop where I got a little treat. Oh, shit. I didn't get my coffee. I am going to walk back and get my coffee. Wow. I only realized that because I was like, what am I not holding here? Okay, try again. Forgot the cold brew.
Yeah.
I was like, there's something that I'm not carrying. Right.
I'm not.
Nah, I'm good.
Oh, nice.
Thanks, man. Take care. So, I don't know how much of that recorded, but what just happened there was the reason I bleeped that guy's name out is I just got a free cold brew because I had met the barista before in recovery, shall we say. And when I went back to get my forgotten cold brew and free cold brew, he poured me an alcoholic amount of coffee, like truly up to the tippy top brim. And for that, I want to say, I salute you, man. Thank you. So I'm approaching almost to the entrance, to my entrance to the cemetery. And I'm walking up against the gate. This would be, I think, the southern end of the cemetery. It doesn't seem to be, like, the official address is on a different street. And I'm being pretty specific about these things because it's like I'm going to a specific place. I'm not too worried about getting doxed. But don't dox me, bro, you know? Don't dox the coma comedian sort of death podcaster. But near this fence on the southern end here, there's like a whole creek. It's very beautiful. It's like a natural sort of boundary for this thing. And my blood sugar did start solidly trending down. So I ate a banana, tossed it in a garbage can near a bus stop. Because I was like, you can just toss it on the grass, right? But it'll compost. I don't think I get to choose what areas get composted, though. That feels not wise. Not being a good steward of the area. So, okay, I'm approaching the entrance here, and we'll see what happens. So far, I've had my recorder in my little t-shirt pocket, front pocket, and I see some people eyeing it, but I just pretend it's not there and they don't see any lights on, so it seems fine. But now I'm holding it, so I'm walking in. Welcome to Lakeview Cemetery for all people since 1869, open to the public. 1869, got some bronze plaques on either side of this, like, this gate here. Okay, the map. That is where I'm going. Of course, it's mostly a driving space, but I see someone walking a dog. So, okay, let's go look at the map here. We are at the Mayfield Gate. And I know the thing we need to find is Wade Chapel. Okay. So it seems the best way to do that, there's like pretty much a straight way to go in. Okay. I think I know how to do that. Okay. So Wade Chapel is where I'm heading. I believe Wade is the person who the Wade Chapel is honoring. So the thing about this cemetery is that a couple of the like big names, I guess there's like a couple of people. Oh, here, there's an actual sign that just says Wade Chapel with an arrow. Great, man. Yeah, there's some famous people buried here, but they're all like stodgy old historical people. I mean, I guess every cemetery is full of historical people. It's kind of like the definition